Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to y'all. I'm Bishop Randy Dean. I am the No BS Bishop. I'm alive to love. I believe all lesser values than love devolve into nonsense and, worse than that, BS. Bait and switch, or perhaps some other iteration of BS that might come to your mind. Love is the only non-BS way of dealing with life. Not looking to trick or fool or shenanigan my way through life by believing one thing but teaching and telling people another thing. I live one life, and that is the life of love, and that's why I'm here every week, and I appreciate your life and time giving me this half an hour of it, that I may just deposit whatever I can in the best way I know how to bring us all to a higher level of living love loud. Living love loud. I'm going to talk about that today. So we'll get to that in a few moments. But in order to get there, I know I need to do some things to rev up the creative juices of my own heart and to keep me founded in a steady place so that we can live love loud. First of all, I want to lead you in Love's Creed. It's something I've written, and it's something I hope that you're taking to heart. If you'd like a copy of it, you can email me at randydeanministries@gmail.com. I'll be happy to send you a copy. That's randydeanministries, all lowercase, all one word, at Gmail. And it's not to bait and switch. I'm not trying to get you to send me your address so I can harass you for the rest of your life by email. No, I just would love to serve you, because that's how I live love large, is service. So here's Love's Creed. I want to serve you with Love's Creed, a creative little piece from me to you. I'll read it in total to start with, and then I'll go back and ask you to repeat after me in just a moment. Here it is. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. I just have to say that when I read through that for myself, it creates a steady platform for me in thinking. And I want to offer that to you as well. So if you will, repeat after me. I'll give it in short bursts. Here we go. I'm alive to love. I am not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs, locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love. There you have it. I think creeds are so helpful for our condition, for our daily meditation, because when our ears hear our own voice say what we believe, when we say it from the heart, not with some vain repetition, as Jesus warned us not to drag his prayer into, but with a repetitive meditation, a continuing, deeply thought out, committed passion. I'm alive to love. I know there's a lot of things trying to, you know, the siren song of life is calling to you back and forth to do other things. And it's tough. I realize, I know. in what we call the information age. I call it the information inflation age. We are pounded, bombarded with 10,000 messages every day from so many sources. It's really vital for us to be centered, founded, and resilient with all these voices coming at us, and our resiliency can be held onto tight when we have creeds like the Lord's, like Love's Creed, and when we have the Lord's Prayer. So I'd like to lead you in the Lord's Prayer, and I am reminded every time I lead any group of people in the Lord's Prayer, you may not know it. This is to be understood as church attendance in the United States of America has plummeted over the past 20 to 30 years, which means there are an awful lot of people out there who are still deeply spiritual. They're still deeply faith-based in their belief in God and Christ, but they've lost touch with some of these essentials like the Lord's Prayer. So when I lead you and know it, you can join me in it. Maybe it's helpful for you to try. If you stumble, I promise you this. First of all, I don't hear it. Second of all, God hears it, and God is kind. God is patient. God is loving. If there's one being in the universe I know that's living love loud, that's God. So if you stumble in the Lord's Prayer, trust me when I say God is smiling still, ear to ear, happy that his child is trying. All right? Now, here's the Lord's Prayer. Listen to your words as you speak these to the Father, and let us pray together in the way in which Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. I love those words. They really do stir something in me that I am deeply in need of. It settles me and it stirs me all at once. So today's topic, living love loud, living it out loud, living love as this sense of volume in our own thinking, a volume of contemplative motion, a contemplative approach to life, to contemplate how love would speak to, answer, and walk through the things you're walking through. You see, we're all in some form of a human dilemma, whether it be great or small. We're all in some form of human conflict, whether it be great or small. We're all in need of finding a true purpose, a true north by which we can sustain our daily pattern so that we can live love loud. And that's the way we live love loud, is to have daily standards. And this is how we have daily standards, is by living love loud. I'm in the middle of a couple of events around me that are, I'm not at liberty to tell particulars here, but suffice to say that two human tragedies are going on at the same time in and around my own life, not personal or family, but well, maybe personal, because as a pastor, I care. I care about the tragedies that are happening in people's lives. I care about their suffering. And so if you care, if you care, I do mean really care about the struggles of people that you know, well, then you know there's only one way you're going to be able to live through that, and that is to live love loud. Now, that doesn't mean that I shout at the top or turn the volume up of my speaking. No, that's not living love loud. Living love loud means that if my presence is in a room, I want people to know love is present. Love came with me. Love is in me. Love isn't only something I say, but love is something I am. This is why God is love, and love is God. God doesn't just love. God is love. God doesn't have to decide day by day whether or not to love. God loves because the essence, the chemistry, the makeup, the being of God is the being of love. So we're made in the image of God. I think we all would agree with that here. And I hope you, if you don't agree, I hope you wrestle with that, wrestle it to the ground and realize that each one of us, small or great, we're each one made in the image of God. And as we live his image, as we live the divine life, we're being invited to live love loud, to turn up the metaphorical, spiritual, existential volume of what love looks like, love acts like, love sustains and is, the meditation of love day by day by day. In the middle of our United States election cycle, living love loud is going. It's like the fish swimming upstream. It's recognizing the salmon's got to fight that current and go upstream in order to recreate its own next generation. So here we are in this cycle of electoral misery. The vitriol, the poison, the hate, the lies, the truths, the half-truths, the stone-throwing, whatever else may be going on right now, it seems like our political system grants permission for meanness. And quite frankly, in my view, it grants permission for hatred. But I'm alive to love. I'm not on this earth for hate. I'm alive for love. I'm not breathing, eating, and sleeping to regain energy for causing pain, even if it is an election cycle. I'm alive with plans, dreams, and designs locked into anything and everything that is love. I am unavailable for anything less than love, even if it is, as so many people beat the drum over and over again, the most important election in a generation. Let's see, I'm 71. I've been hearing something like that phrase since I was 18 when I started voting. This is the most important election. This is the most important election. Every election is important, but what is most important in every election, whether it be the election for a town council or for the White House, it is that we remain people committed to love, to live love loud. And as all the ads and all the commiserations are loud, let love be louder, shall we? Let's let love be louder. Let's not demonize people, even if they are in a political position. Let's love people. Let's lift people through love. Understanding that whatever present darkness we're in with what is happening, and it may not be just in a big national sense, but perhaps your own personal life is in some form of darkness. I mentioned a moment ago, two dear folks, friends, and parishioners of mine are struggling mightily with great pain. The weight is enormous. But I have learned that if I live love loud, it's always going to be the right answer in the middle of those circumstances. I don't have to have some great sentence of genius to speak. I don't have to have the right answer with the right lilt in my voice, with the right Bible verse, always at the ready. I know the Bible. I've read the Bible more times than I can count. I know at least 20 times in my lifetime, and I've grown weary of just pulling up a Bible verse and saying, well, here's your answer. I believe that love is the answer, and it may have a Bible verse, and it may not, and maybe love simply says, I don't have any clear answers. But if your present darkness is suffocating and crushing you and pushing you into the ground, if your present darkness feels like a tomb, I want to live my love loud enough and say, what if it's not a tomb, but it is a womb? Creating a new day, a new birth, a new destiny, a new purpose, a new idea. Maybe out of this darkness there will come a new birth, that in the splash of light that is just ahead of you, and it's coming. Oh, watchman, what do you say of the night? And the watchman cries back, morning cometh. It's a Bible verse. There it is. I can't tell you the address of it right now, but I know that Bible verse has stuck in my mind. Oh, watchman, what do you say of the night? The watchman was out there keeping an eye out for invasions or or storms, what the cry was to the watchman. What do you say of the night? And the watchman courageously would say, morning cometh. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. Whatever the darkness is, morning is coming. The sun will rise again. The earth will orbit the sun one more time at 67,000 miles per hour. We will see the light of day. The earth's rotation is 1,000 miles an hour at the equator. And as we rotate and orbit around the sun and moving in our dance with the sun, sunlight is destined to come again. I'm going to live my love loud and say, sunlight is coming again. There's no permanent darkness anywhere in the sphere of God's love. To live love loud means that I'm not going to drag myself through some miserable meditation of, what have I done wrong? Or encourage others to drag themselves through some miserable meditation of, what have I done wrong? I want to encourage all of you listening to me, live loud in the love of God. Live the love of God loud and live loud with love and be able to say with some certainty, what if you've done just enough right? What if you've done just enough of the right steps, taken just the right amount of steps in the right direction that the scale will tip? That there is a tipping point with every scale. That there is a one more bean on the side of that scale, that weight scale, that will tip that scale the right way. And so what if simply you've done just enough right? Have you done wrong? Well, show of hands, who out there has never done wrong? Well, okay, it's radio. I can't tell. But I know this. Everybody should be raising their hand and saying, I've done some things wrong. I've done plenty wrong. My hand is up in the air. I'm waving at myself. I've done enough wrong things in my life to know I'm not perfect. I'm far from it. But what I do know is that when I live love loud, there will always be just enough right that I've done to get moving forward, to have a sense of knowing that there is a new day coming with just enough right on the scales. Our suffering is perhaps the next greatest platform of our next greatest success. Now, remember, success is a moving target. Success for a child could be getting up from crawling and taking the first step. That's success for a baby. Success for the teenager may simply be passing that math class that's just been terrible. It's just been eating their brain up. They feel like they got a brain virus that they just can't get over. Success for a college student may be getting the next amount of money they need to finish their bachelor's or their master's degree. Whatever the case may be, success is different for each of us. It's measured differently as each of us are seeking to get as much right as we can, as I said a few moments ago. So recognize that our suffering is perhaps the greatest platform for our next greatest success. Now, you may ask me, how can you possibly even dare to say that? How would you dare to entice me to hope? Well, here's how I dare. I dare to live love loud. The volume, the existential symbolic volume of love in me is calling out, crying out in the pathways. Keep trying. Don't stay down. If you fell, you're among humans. Normalcy, falling, stumbling is the normal pattern of all humans as they seek to live love loud. Going back to the illustration of a baby rising from a crawl to a walk. Listen, watching that baby trying to walk is some of the best entertainment in human history. But it's never something we shame the baby for falling or we tell them, no, just lay down. It's not worth it. Never would we do that. And so to each of us, whatever our age or our level of striving might be, let's live loud the love of God, that love will be the impetus, the motivation to keep moving, to keep reaching, to keep taking another step, to keep moving our eyes away from the darkness toward the rising light on the horizon. Live love loud, not only for others, but for yourself. Your suffering isn't the finality of your life. Your suffering is intense. Perhaps it's more intense maybe than it's ever been before in your life. But if we can love one another well, you never know but what out of your suffering, when you love someone, you're rising to shine. And your falling may become your standing. Your platform you're standing upon may be a staircase to climb. And maybe the stumbling will become your finding. Stumble around all you need to, but look, keep looking in front of you. And I can't get any better than to compare this. Perhaps our dying is comparable to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Perhaps in our dying, there is resurrection and a rising coming our way. I live love loud to tell people, follow my voice of love, because love will never fail. And if you're dying, let me shout down the path and say, keep rising, keep shining. My love, let my love be a torch, just a little bit of light in front of you to keep you moving ever so slightly, but always moving. I used to tell people a lot, if I fall and I can, please don't just stare at my fall. Watch me get up again. And if you see me fall, don't just watch me on the ground. Urge me forward with a loud cry of love for who I am as a human being. I challenge you, every one of you who know your own stumbles, your own weaknesses, your own frailties, your own downcast days, I urge each one of you, hear my voice right now. The love of God, the love of God is this pressurized nebula of the universal physics. There's the word. It's the physics of our universe, the beauty of a scientific power that's just generating throughout all the universe. Even our own little dwarf star we call the sun is a miracle of power. All of that is the demonstration of how God is sustaining life on this earth. So hang in there, hang on tight through the night, and let your light shine, because I'm shouting love at you, dear one. My loud cry of love to you is to say, follow this voice. Rise and shine. Let's be all that we ever dreamed we could be, and let's never, ever give up. Well, let me bring this plane in for a landing on today's broadcast. I do believe that one of the greatest mistakes we make is thinking we all have time. But be present, be kind, love more, love now. One of the ways you can do that is practicing good breathing, solid, easy, dance-like rhythm in your breathing. On the count of three, I want you to be as comfortable as you can, feet flat on the floor, your head raised as straight as you know how. Take the deepest breath you physically can and hold it up against your diaphragm, down to your belly, for just a few seconds. One, two, three, inhale. Hold it. Hold it there, and exhale. That's one way to live love loud, by breathing steady, slowly, easy on your body, easy on your daily priorities and routines. Breathe steady, slow your pace. No matter how fast everything tells you to go, slow your pace. Keep your breath as your inner clock, to keep your body in sync. Second thing I like to tell people is this whole idea of, you know, the biggest mistake we make is thinking we have more time. How about just don't make that mistake and tell somebody with full eye contact and full intentionality, say the three most holy, magical, charmed words in the human language. Say, I love you. Don't mishmash those three words up together to say, I love you. Don't just say, love you, like one word. Make it three musical, poetic words. I love you. There used to be an old traffic safety cliche that said, be careful, the life you save may be your own. The life we save might be our own if we learn how to tell people, I love you. Say it to a loved one. Say it to a perfect stranger. Say it to a friend. Say it enough that it becomes a mantra of your own heart and your own way to live love loud. Well, Mother Teresa said one time, go into the world today and love the people you meet. Let your presence light new light in the hearts of others, remembering you don't have all the time you thought you might have. Maybe today is it. Maybe you've got another 10 years. Maybe you've got another 10 seconds, whatever the case may be. Live, love, loud. Remembering that love is the only answer. There's no other way for this life to make sense. There's no other true meaning of life than the meaning of love. That's why I've been here 5 years, preaching, teaching, unpacking, challenging, motivating, calling you through prayer and meditation to be a lover, first of all of God, second of all of yourself, third of your neighbor, and even your enemy, to rise beyond the extremes of our painful, poisonous time in this election cycle, and be the voice of love out there in the world that people are starving to hear when they've heard so many other messages. Make sure the message people hear from your voice, from your mouth, is the message of love. Live love loud, boys and girls, men and women, high or low, rich or poor. Let love be the mantra, the strength. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, and I am here to live love loud. God bless you, and happy trails, y'all.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.